from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 6, Text Number 3. Sukham Indrikam Vetya, Deva Yogyan Deina, Sarvatra Labhyate Devar, Prahlad Maharaj continued. My dear friends, born of demoniac families, the happiness perceived with reference to the senses, by contact with the sense objects, can be obtained in any form of life according to one's past fruitive activities. Such happiness is automatically obtained without endeavor, just as we obtain distress. Prahlad Maharaj continued, my dear friends, born of demoniac families, the happiness perceived with reference to sense objects by contact with the body can be obtained in any form of life according to one's fruitive activities. Such happiness is automatically obtained without endeavor, just as we obtain distress. In the material world, in any form of life, there is some so-called happiness and so-called distress. No one invites distress in order to suffer, but still it comes. Similarly, even if we do not endeavor to obtain advantage of material happiness, we shall obtain them automatically. This happiness and distress are obtainable in any form of life without endeavor. But there is no need to waste time and energy fighting against distress or work very hard for happiness. Our only business in the human form of life should be to revive our relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead and thus become qualified to go back home, back to Godhead. Material happiness and distress come as soon as we accept a material body, regardless of our thoughts. We cannot avoid such happiness and distress under any circumstances. The best use of human life, therefore, lies in reviving our relationship with the Supreme Lord Vishnu. Om Jnana Timiran Masya Jnananya Vasalakaya Chakshara Vandritam Yena Tasmai Sri Guru Vyamama Sri Chaitanya Manavishna Stapita Vyana Gopale Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Guru Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara Kriyatari, Guru Bhaktarinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So Prahlad Maharaj is trying to convince us not by just statements, being that the logic, reason, and in a practical way, in a realistic way, so anyone who is a thoughtful person, anyone who is intelligent person, if you hear such things, then you will not waste your time for increasing your material happiness or trying to reduce your distress. In the world, how to increase happiness, how to reduce distress, how to enjoy more, how to suffer less. Like, what is our ability to enjoy food, eat food? Whether you make 10 crores or 10 lakhs or 10 thousands, but you can only eat so much. You may say, if I don't make 10 crores, 10 lakhs, what about this gratification in the future? Why do people put money in the bank? Because they want to continue the gratification, sense gratification. Today, as I know the I have to make arrangement to continue this, but there will come times in your planning for future sense gratification. But he's saying it is not in your hands. You may die. Now you are working like a donkey, so that for 80 years of life, you know, I have to maintain some bank balance. So right now the donkey work is going on, but you are not yet enjoying it because something else was destined for you. Is it right? You are making plans. What is the guarantee? How long you stay? Also, they are planning for continued sense gratification, and suddenly you may be involved in accident or some disease, and doctor will tell you that you cannot take anything by mouth. We'll just supply you by drip, by IV fluids, intravenous fluids. If you know our friend Suresh Reddy, he's helping us in Panipatri Goshala construction. And he underwent a surgery called bariatric surgery. That means your intestines are cut off. It's called bariatric surgery. And if your intestines are cut off, you cannot digest, you cannot load. Capacity you can load. When the intestines are cut, and you cannot eat solids, you cannot eat more. Basic enjoyment of people is eating, sleeping, and mating. It's a standard sense gratification available. Whether you go to America, whether you go to Australia, whether you are a rich man or poor man, it is the same sense gratification. The happiness of eating, sleeping, and mating. So that is what our body dictates. We don't know, although we do it repeatedly, although we don't get it. How many times you have eaten very nicely? Every day. Every day you are eating nicely. But is there any satisfaction? No. After eating something, again, after 6 hours, again, let me eat. I mean, eat more. Then, what is the kind of enjoyment is that? Only foolish people they want to have this kind of tiny enjoyment, flickering, momentary enjoyment. And the result of that, every day you are searching for food, sleep, and so on. And you are never satisfied. Nor you are frustrated. You will be frustrated when the body is no longer that thing is also there. Don't think how you are able to enjoy now. And it will go on all the time. At our age, when you are 40, 45, 50, and plus, you cannot eat like young people. Completely, your body will go, your mind will go out of shape. You will be completely dull and lazy. Because your machine is active. Can digest. But let's say what somebody is eating may not be the same quantity that everyone can eat. Our digestive powers are different. The flame in the stomach, Jatalagni. That means it's already controlled. You cannot just eat or sleep or enjoy anything you like. Immediately, body nature changes and you hate that happiness. You cannot. Like, you ask a patient with hypertension. Why don't you have nice, salty foods? You will become very scared. You will die if you eat like this. My heart will burst. Your quota is low. Now, you are declaring a hypertensive patient and you are declaring a potential cardiac patient. And in spite of the difficulty in the 11, little enjoyment, the continual suffering. The suffering will be so much that you are forced to I feel so bad when I try to enjoy like that. That means you don't know how much you will enjoy your thinking, but it's not sure. So, Prahlad Maharaj is saying, the elephant can eat so much. So can you eat? You can. And if goats and sheep, they eat grass. But it is not food for us. Destined. You cannot eat so much. You cannot eat everything. Like in our bodies are made. And my sister, she cannot take milk products. Not that she has missed it, but the taste doesn't suit. We take milk even or Christianity. Doesn't like. Why it is very tasty? And the body is made like that. The body is made like that. You cannot. Certain food, certain foods, when you try to take, our body rebels. No, I don't like this. I don't like this. I know one guy in Kurukshetra, Maharaj. He cannot take fruits, certain fruits like that. Doctor said it is very good. Take salads and fruits, but he cannot take. Why? He doesn't know. When I see this, I feel like vomiting. I cannot take fruits and salads, crossbows. He need other foods. So it is true, everybody can see. That means it is not there. Similarly, like today we are all right, tomorrow we are not all right. We don't feel like enjoying anything. You are controlled by your body. The body says, enjoy, you think I can enjoy. The body says, no enjoyment, you have to lock your lips. You can eat. So I'm having hepatitis, jaundice. And when you try to eat, you don't feel like eating at all. Even when you're temperature, when you have fever, all that it is when you are healthy. Your gusto, your gusto for eating. Yeah, that's it. And then you become old man, you know that you eat, it's called ticklish every time. Then the tongue wants to taste, but the stomach cannot digest, and your stomach will bloat up, and discomfort just because you want to enjoy. 10 minutes and your stomach is bloated all day, then there's no way you can artificially take it out. You can put it in out of your gluttonous nature, out of your greed to eat. You like it nice, easy, and gas. Until it is relieved, completely terrible, then you are forced to learn the lesson. This food, the food. Forced. You have 10 minutes enjoyment, 10 minutes discomfort. Remind it in. 10 minutes enjoyment, 10 minutes terrible discomfort. Everybody is taking a laugh at you. This guy, he cannot control his tongue and now just sense gratification. You see how he is tossing in the bed. Because there is nothing big, take it out, put it, you can take it out. It's not like that. It has to be digested. You cannot artificially take out. You cannot vomit also. So that means people are stupid, foolish. They are planning. If you are planning for, you don't have to plan for sense gratification. Already decided. What a dog will eat, what a cat will eat, what a goat will eat, and what a person and the kind of body you have, what you eat. Many people say, like if you want to eat meat, right. And many people know about dress. So it's already decided how much you will eat and what you will eat and how long you will eat and whether you will feel happy or distressed. Actually, all the tasty foods, they may not be the right foods. Generally, we are after taste. But actually, tasty foods may not be the right food. And foods that you may not like, they may be the right food for you. The better that you don't go for sense gratification, you let your intelligence dictate, then you will remain healthy. If your mind dictates, because mind is whimsical, mind is frivolous, mind is loose, just thoughts come just like that. When you listen to your mind and talk anything, do anything, you will be in the jail. If you just listen to your mind, just you will be in jail. You will end up in jail, you will lose your reputation, and you will ruin your life for what do you call flickering, momentary. For momentary enjoyment. You end up in the jail all your life where you are transgressing the state laws or God's laws. The whole thing is because we are uncontrolled in our mind. Our senses are not in our control. Our mind is not in our control. And the mind and senses, they give you association all the time. Enjoy this, do this. And you have tried them. You have tried them not in this life only. You have tried these things for endless births. Let's say you are addicted. Let's say your mind is pushing you. This is the enjoyment you cultivated, you got accustomed to. So the mind is running after that. But human beings are supposed to discriminate. Discrimination is the best part of the intelligence. Intelligent people always discriminate. What is good for me, what is bad for me, what is temporary, what is eternal. What will give me happiness, what will give me distress. What will give me liberation, what will put me in repetition of the same thing. You are not getting enjoyment, but you cannot give it up also. Sense enjoyment is like that. Sense enjoyment, it will not last. Then did you learn the lesson? No. Just by experience, you don't learn the lesson. Prabhupada says, in the fifth canto, a person, he hears it is not good for you. From the scriptures, from learned people, you hear this kind of planning you are doing for sense gratification. This is not good for you. Experienced people, learned people, they tell you, and the scriptures also tell you. But this is not the way you have to go. Mrityorma amritam gamaya. You try to have sense gratification that will make you sick early in life, that will bring your death early in life. Life of sense, this is a disciplined life. Disciplined life will keep you healthy and give you longer. Started by the day, Ragar Pale, Akala Mahundi and Vachpam. If you follow the health principles, what is good for me, what is not good for me, how much I have to eat, how much I should not eat. But it takes a little. That's why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, what is that? Vishendriya Samyoga Yattadagre started. Vishendriya Samyoga Yattadagre Amrita Bhumam. Indriya Sukhalu Praramalo Amrita Lagante. Vishaya Indriya Samyoga Yattadagre Amrita Bhumam. Parinama Vishamiva. When your body becomes old and you want to enjoy, you have no capacity to enjoy, and nobody wants to enjoy with you, old people. Nobody wants to be in the company of old people. You have to always help. Yes. That's why people now, they take their old parents to old age home and leave them to be a nuisance, headache. All the time you stop your enjoyment and then you have to take on helping your old man. That's why I told Priyanka, you take care of Sarvamata, you're not going to do Mata. You understand? What is the problem? It's good. To serve old people is always good. So that you know that what will be your fate in the time to come. And then who is going to help you? You start getting worried in itself. When I become like that, is anyone going to help me? Where did you help somebody that they should come and help you? We neglect old people, but when we get old, we want to be helped. Don't expect like that. That doesn't happen. So, in human society, you have to be disciplined. You have to be responsible. And you have to help others. Otherwise, you don't have any expectations. If you make others happy, happiness will return back to you. If you help others, someone is there to stand and help you. Because things don't happen the way you like. Things happen by the loss of material nature. If you're following the laws of material nature, prakriti niyama, and then where you are cooperating with the laws of nature, the nature will cooperate with you. Timely help will come. And your body will cooperate. The body will give you comfort, the body can give you trouble. Right? Your mind can trouble you. How often you see your mind troubling you? How often you find your mind troubling you? Jealousy, envy. People say smile, but it will not come. It will not come. When you are burning with jealousy, or envy, or lust, and greed, your mind cannot relax. Your mind is stubborn. So you are very morose. So that means the best thing to do in life is control the mind. Because you are not the mind. If you are the mind, you satisfy the mind. Then manasaita, if manaskanatu, you anandisa, and your manaskanapudu, your soul is crying for Krishna. Your soul is crying for loving Krishna. But because you don't know that, you are listening to your mind. Oh, you are this mind. Enjoy this. You are this body. Enjoy this. But then you realize that I have not become happy by enjoying with my body, by enjoying with my mind. I have not become happy. Because you are not the body, you are not the mind, you are the soul. So you need spiritual activities. Because you have left your mind and senses uncontrolled, they are embarrassing you. They are pushing you. But somehow, let's say you need a guru. Go to your spiritual master, find out, I'm completely, my life is a mess. I'm completely tormented. If I don't enjoy, I'm not happy. If I enjoy also, I'm not happy. I'm baffled. Everybody is puzzled, baffled in life. So sense enjoyment, yielding to the pressures of the mind, will only bring you to the point of frustration. Because of Kori Kalutina in there, already in the mind control the Lord. A Kori Kalutina in the mind Inka Bhagavan Bhagavan. Inka in the mind Inka Bhagavan Bhagavan. This will be a vicious cycle. If you are getting thoughts of enjoyment, that means you are already out of control. And you try to enjoy, your thoughts will take over you. Then you give up any fear or shyness for sinful life. Then you are unable to control, so you go. And talk with Jivita Ayurveda, and you listen. Let's say, everybody is forced to learn. Either you learn from the gurus and scriptures, or the material in nature will give you bitter lessons. You burn your fingers, because sashes follow, sash will tell. No other, don't play with the fire. It's a long way you play. I will not go. That's right. Always we should go by these scriptures. Shastra Chakshu. Don't use these stupid eyes. They will bewilder you. They will cheat you. Your eyes will tell you this is beautiful. And that is not true. Because all bodies are same stuff. So it is a stupid intelligence that is saying this is beautiful, this is not beautiful. ఎవరన్నా వికృతంగా ఉంటారు, ఎవరన్నా అందంగా ఉంటారు. తెలివితేటలు పనిచేస్తుంటే అందం లేదు, వికృతం లేదు. ఇట్ ఇస్ ఆల్ స్కిన్ అండ్ ఫ్లెష్ అండ్ బోన్స్. ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇన్ యువర్ హెడ్, ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇన్ యువర్ మైండ్. బికాజ్ యువర్ మైండ్ ఈజ్ నాట్ గైడెడ్ బై ఇంటెలిజెన్స్. సో యువర్ మైండ్ ఈజ్ మేకింగ్ రిపీటెడ్లీ ది సేమ్ మిస్టేక్. Repeatedly we are making the same mistake. How many times, like food, how many years we have been eating? Can you come to a conclusion? Food is not an enjoyment. Even the sex life we have not enjoyed in this life. You have enjoyed it. In all the, because in this world only these are the pleasures available. Sex, food and sleep. So, all your previous births, you enjoyed sex life. That's why it is again pushing us. And it's not yourself today, you will not be satisfied. What is the world? You cannot give up that thought. To give up that thought, it is not that I don't want sex thoughts. They go away. Unless you are attracted to some higher principle. Because you cannot live without enjoyment. Jeevitam eppudu dukkhalu unte aatmahatya chesukuntaru. Eppudu kondam chesina padinchukuntaru dukkhalu avamanalu kashtalu antakaram guristharu. So, you cannot give up the sense of gratification. Mana swabhavam, you know what it is. Enjoy the human swabhavam. Always. Now, the climate is good. You know, go ahead. You can sit. Relax. You know the climate is good. It is very hot, very stuffy, very sweating. It will become very uncomfortable. That means we all want comfortable. But that situation is not there. Time is changing, circumstances are changing, our perceptions are all changing. What is, like, you know, people, some you marry. Attractive, you know. But your mind changes. And you may say, I don't like this guy. Because it's so many love marriages. Parents say, oh, you don't go for love marriage. But one day it says, I don't like this. It means because your mind is not even comfortable. Right now your mind is saying like this. The natural mind is tyaga bhava, tyaga bhava. Acceptance and rejection. The mind, the senses are described as shikhi. All the time they keep telling you something else, something else. What you get, you are not satisfied. You are not. Until you get that car, anchor it. Once you have that car, something else will be buggy. I'm not this car. I should go for that. It is nature. No? Similarly, mind. Acceptance, rejection. Mind dorakanantavarku, akrutu kodutundi. Dorikin tarvata ikkada ledhu, something else. That something else also will take you. Because you don't know what you need. Jeevitamlo manaku em kavalo manaku dhyanikavalo. Doctor degariki kavalo. ఆధ్యాత్మిక గురువు ఎవరైతే ఇంద్రియాల నుంచి బయటపడ్డాడో, ఎవరైతే మనస్సు నుంచి బయటపడ్డాడో, ఎవరి జీవితాన్ని చూస్తే ఎప్పుడు సాటిస్ఫైడ్, ఎప్పుడు സന്തോഷമില്ല, എപ്പോഴും സാറ്റിസ്ഫൈഡ് ഇല്ല, എപ്പോഴും ഉത്സാഹമില്ല. After many things, but nothing made me live like them, like Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas, their mood is always consistent. Their enjoyment is always growing. Material enjoyment, up, down, up, down. Spiritual enjoyment, all the time, up, 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 up. Stay high forever. Prabhupada America, Nanta, Nana, Papa, Pramu, Jesus, Sukumala, Vandu, Sanda. Nanta, Sukumala, Sanda, Laipara, Pramu, Jesus, Sanda. We're doing all the abominable activities to become happy. So I tell you, you want happiness, not necessarily through food or through sex. Can you, you want happiness? Why don't you try this? You have tried that so many times. Why don't you try this? So, stay high forever. ఒకసారి భగవాన్ నామం జపం చేయడం ప్రారంభిస్తే మెల్లిగా మరి తెలిసి వస్తుంది. ఇక దీని నుంచి నేను బయటికి పోవాల్సిన అవసరం లేదు. ఈ భగవాన్ నామం అనేది ఎంత మనం అభివృద్ధి చేసుకున్నా ఇంకా బయట డబ్బులు సంపాదించాలంటే మీ చేతులు లేదు, బయట అనుభవించాలంటే మీ చేతులు లేదు. ఇది రెస్యూ, ఇట్స్ నాట్ దట్ యూ కెన్ డూ ఎనీథింగ్ యూ లైక్ ఇన్ ది వరల్డ్. చెక్స్ అండ్ బ్యాలెన్సెస్. భగవంతుడు బై డిఫాల్ట్ భగవంతుడు ఈ ప్రపంచాన్ని ఇంద్రియ భాగాల నుంచి బయటపడి ఆధ్యాత్మిక జీవితంలో రావాలని ఏర్పాటు చేశాడు. Either you hear it or learn it, or you get meetings and troubles and all that. That's correct. What the scriptures are saying is correct. If you don't accept the scriptures directly, material nature will teach you. You will come across this. You have to follow scriptures. In Shastra, Bhagavad Gita, Nenu, Upugavala, భగవంతుడు ఏదన్నా అమ్మని ఎదుగుతాడా, భగవంతుడు మనం చదవంతుగా ఎదుగుతాడా, భగవంతుడు ఏం చెప్పినారో మనం మంచిగా చూస్తాడు. ఇప్పుడు అన్నాడు యాక్సెప్టింగ్ భగవద్ గీత. కృష్ణ ఇస్ సేయింగ్ డోంట్ గో ఫర్ సంస్కృత్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్. ఏ హే సంస్పర్శగా బోగా దుఃఖ get into some serious disease, get into some serious trouble. You say, oh, man, care. The name is Manoj. Manoj care. Sorry. Navaratmala. 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 Asumal Bala. So, he's in a serious trouble. See, Maharaj, my wife cheated me. But because the laws are like that, chatta, that not only she cheated me, but she wants to put me in the jail. She cheated me, and the other she wants to put me in the jail. I don't know what to do. He said. So, because you don't expect anything from anybody. నీలో సంతోషంగా లేకపోతే నేను ఎవరు సంతోష పెట్టలేరు. సంతోషం కోసం బయట వెతికా ఉంటే అదే చదువుకో. నీళ్ళ మీద సంతోషంగా ఉంటే నేను ఇతరులకు సహాయం చేస్తాను. భగవద్గీత టీచింగ్ హౌ టు లివ్ యర్ లైఫ్, సెల్ఫ్ కంట్రోల్ లైఫ్, హౌ టు లివ్ స్పిరిచువల్ లైఫ్. హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్స్ are made for spiritual life. Animals are made for sense gratification. If human beings live like animals, they will get into lots of troubles. That's right. That's why we chant Hare Krishna for achieving both. We chant Hare Krishna to stop senses go away. We chant Hare Krishna to increase our spiritual happiness. Spiritual sound, spiritual happiness. And to the degree spiritual happiness increases, you develop tolerance for sense gratification. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Sri Prabhupada ki, Hare Ram Sankirtan ki, Radha Krishna ki. So class on Bhaktivinoda Thakur will be in the relevant time and also during Gita class. Yeah, this sloka was good. Very good. Saitha Pravesha Sri Gandhi Sri.